It is back, Parliament, back for the first time since the election. It's been 116 days since we went to the polls. And not a lot has happened since, you'd have to say. It feels like our flight has been called and we're sitting on the plane and we're all there waiting for the Turnbull government to take off, but there's no engines, no takeoff, just lots of announcements and safety demonstrations. Zero action. And it's not just the 116 days since the election. Malcolm Turnbull became Prime Minister on September 15 last year. It's almost a year ago. The first anniversary is coming up in 3 weeks. And today he launched a 25-point battle plan. That's right. Malcolm Turnbull has launched a 25-point battle plan. It's got to be the first battle plan to have 25 points. And that was my first impression when I heard about his 25-point plan. I think he'll be lucky to get 5 of them across the line. Forget 25. Every coalition MP is being briefed today on the details of the 25 policies. And Malcolm Turnbull wants everyone to sign off on them by the end of today. Now, can you imagine for a moment? 76 coalition members in the House of Reps, 30 coalition members in the Senate being briefed on 25 policies in the space of 24 hours. I think they call it cramming, don't they? When you leave everything to the last minute. Have you ever known anyone to be successful with a 25-point battle plan? That's what I'd like to know. I hate to say it, but it's classic Malcolm Turnbull. He'll take an hour to explain something that should take 5 minutes. So what is in the 25-point plan? Well, what's not on the list, first of all? Superannuation is not on the list. The same-sex plebiscite is not on the list. And any possible changes to the Racial Discrimination Act, not on the list. So what is on it? Well, you've got the $6.5 billion worth of savings. There's company tax cuts, a trio of industrial relations bills, and media reforms that would abolish the so-called 75% audience reach rule. But there's some analysis of Malcolm Turnbull's game plan, which reveals that he's basically dusted off some old policies out of the cupboard. James Masola has done the digging for the Sydney Morning Herald. It turns out Malcolm Turnbull is breathing new life into old policies, some of which are more than 3 years old. That's right. He's done what I do when I'm going to a birthday party. Dive into the present cupboard, see what's there, dust it off, wrap it up, good as new. There are just two measures, the Country Fire Authority Bill that deals with that industrial dispute in Victoria and the savings bill that are actually new. The other 23 measures contained in the 25-point plan have been languishing on the notice paper in some cases for hundreds and hundreds of days. The oldest bill to restore the Australian Building and Construction Commission is 1,019 days old. And this is part of Malcolm Turnbull's brand new 25-point battle plan. I say again, has anyone ever known a 25-point battle plan to work? The Registered Organisations Bill, which is another industrial relations bill, it's been around since 2013. It's 802 days old. The other 21 bills in the government's new battle plan are between 3 months and 1 year old. Opposition leader Bill Shorten has pointed out that 23 points of Malcolm Turnbull's 25-point battle plan are in fact Mr. Abbott's 23-point battle plan. Can someone please sack the person who came up with the idea of a 25-point battle plan? Please.